Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Well, we're going to sit back with you for the next 30 minutes or so and talk a little rodeo. We're going to talk some bull riding. Want to let y'all know that we have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. And we are also on the chat room. So if you get the opportunity, slide on down the page right there. You can log on, register through Blog Talk. Don't cost you a dime. And you can come over here and chat with us. We'd love to say hey to you. You know what? With the exception of one guy, we see him on here, and I swear, if Brendan Clark has done this to me, I'm gonna shoot him. We're gonna have some things. Jay Lay is over here with us. So, Jay Lay, want to say hey to you and welcome to the show, buddy. I know you're looking for that contest because Jay Lay wants himself a Brendan Clark shirt, and I know a few of the other fans out there do as well. So, you know what? We've got that contest underway. We've been talking some PBR this week, so if you have missed any one of our shows, you can always go back and listen to the replays. Sunday night's Back on the Ranch show, we're actually going to give the question. The answer will be given sometime between Sunday's Back on the Ranch show and today. So you got to listen up. We're going to talk some more PBR action with you here today. We got a lot of things rolling. You know what? Yesterday, I did not even mention our cowboy logic for the day. So I was going to do two cowboy logics yesterday, and one of them is actually sent in from a friend of mine, Susan, back here in Tampa. And I got to apologize that we did not get to it. But she said that she wanted to hear some cowgirl logic for the day. So we're going to start things off with that. If it ain't broke, break it. That's coming from a cowgirl herself. And Susan, want to thank you for that. So there's some cowgirl logic for the day. If it ain't broke, break it. And you know what? We're always taking questions or comments. If you've got some cowboy logic for us, feel free to give us a call. We also want to know who you think is going to be the 2011 PBR champ. So make sure you get over to us. Let us know what you think. And we'll bring it up during our show. We're going to take a short break here, rodeo fans. Want to let y'all know to go check out True Cowboy Radio and Five Star Unplugged. If you have not already, they're under the Making Eight radio page, and you can find their shows there. They're going to be out in Las Vegas covering the NFR. They've got a lot of things going at Tropicana, and if you're going to be out there, make sure you see Jennifer Seward and say hey to her. So, rodeo fans, we're going to start things off with a song that is debuting right here on Making Eight in the Lunch Hour Radio Show. This song here was actually sent to me by a good friend of mine, one of the newest members, I guess you could say, of Team Making Eight. You've seen his videos posted on making8.com. We're talking about David Dix. This song was actually co-written by him and Greg Fritz, and sang by Clint Morrison. And you know what? The video that we have debuting on the page right now is actually coming from him. So let's start things off with a little bit of rodeo music to get you started on a Rusta or a Bullfighting Thursday. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the
Long Live Cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. And, yes, sir, we got a lot to talk about today. We got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you're just wanting to tune into us, we're glad that you're jumping on board. And you know what? If you've got something to say, you want to talk with us, make sure you press 1 on your phone so we know that you're there. And we've got a lot of things going on here. Did anybody watch L.A. Inc. last night with JB and Shane? I'm getting a lot of reports on this. I hear it was really good. But there's a lot of interesting comments. I have not seen them yet on the PBR's website, but I'm going to go back and look at them. So if you get a chance, get over there and check them out. It's kind of interesting. I hear there's some interesting controversies going on there. And it all derives from that episode with Shane and JB. So interesting topics. Y'all make sure to get over and check it out. We got some other things rolling here. We got PBR events coming up. They got the PBR Touring Pro. Their schedule is now up and running, so you can go check them out on PBRnow.com. And hopefully y'all will, get a chance to get out to some of these events. Hopefully y'all will send some emails to the PBR website. Tell them, you know what, you want to see Making 8, get out there and do some live video broadcasting. We can bring it to you live on Making8.com. So make sure you get over there and send them some feedback. Tell them you want Making 8 out there. Anyways, we got some phone lines lighting up over here, so we're going to take some callers. How about this first caller, 405? You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Not much. That would be the Okie Outlaw Jay Brainerd. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. Busy, but good.
I hear you, man. Picking up ourselves right here in good old Florida, man. How are things over there in Okie country?
Man, just dealing with horses and fences and all that ranch stuff. And, I've purchased some bucking bulls and some fighting bulls and everything. So just staying busy with that. And kind of since I moved here, I'm just kind of regrouping, I got two different directions I can go, with bullfighting. And I got some big decisions to make on which path I want to take. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And, Got the ride rank for a cure bull riding school coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. The 11th through 14th there in Derby, Kansas. So,
right,
and then some protection competitions and stuff, but just kind of regrouping, man. It was a wild season last year.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. Well, we had a good time out there in Graham, Texas. As a matter of fact, I was going through pulling up some of the archives and checking out some of the video clips, man. We're going to post them on on our video feed. We're going to do a highlight reel from Graham, Texas. I've got all the videos uploaded now to our software, and we're going to go ahead and do a highlight reel. So you guys can look for that on Making8.com under our video page. Love to have you over there checking it out. And, Jay, you're going to see Jay Brainerd out there quite a bit. Matter of fact, I think he digs one in the dirt down there.
Yeah, I don't know if I got lucky or what on that, but he did. His face ended up in the dirt, and that made me smile. I know that.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. I hear you. I know that you've got this school going on in Kansas, so you're not going to be in Guthrie, Oklahoma for the Cody Williams Benefit Bull Ride?
No. When is that? Is it the dates conflicting there?
Yeah, it's actually November 14th. I got a message on that yesterday. So,
yeah, I actually had me and Carter, Carter from Rank Bull, and he's also fighting bulls and everything. We were entered in Fort Worth in a protection competition, and we actually had to back out on that also because we felt, I wouldn't want to be at a school where two people are helping and then the last 2 days all of a sudden they leave and go do something else. If I was a student, that wouldn't make me very happy. So that's the decision we made, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun, and hopefully everybody learns a whole lot. Bobby Sims will be teaching it from out east. And then me and Carter, we're just kind of there to help. We're kind of rookies, so we don't really have the right to be teaching stuff, but we're just going to help and, you know, try to make sure everything runs smooth and everybody learns a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what? I was actually just talking to one of the young girls that are putting that on out there in Guthrie. It should be a good deal. I guess they're gonna have 500 added and a trophy buckle to it, and it goes for a good cause. It's apparently supposed to go to benefit Cody Williams, and so it should be a good time. And you know, I was actually kind of looking into it. You know, that was where the first recorded PBR event was held, was right there in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Really? No, I didn't know
that. Yep, I thought that was pretty interesting myself. But it was definitely neat, man. I know that they got some big events going on there, out there. And, you know, I mean, Oklahoma and Texas, that's such a big place for, you know, bull riding and rodeos. And that's sort of the birthing area, I guess you could say. And, I mean, shoot, I know that the NFR was held a long time ago back in Oklahoma. You know, that's where they had it for so many years. So.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of bull hands out here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hear you, bud. I hear you.
It sounds like there's a lot going on that weekend, you know, for benefit type of things. You know, the ride rank for a cure school, everything goes back to breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. You know, it's a nonprofit type of deal. So not only do kids get to learn, you know, improve their skills or just get introduced to bullfighting and bull riding, it's also for a really good cause.
Yep, absolutely, man. You're exactly right about that. So what do you have other than the school coming up? I know you're going to be – I think you're entered up in some of the series and things like that, aren't you?
Well, I'll be – that's kind of – this winter, I'm not real sure. I got the IFR protection. I got the hooking in the pines, and I'm not sure on the date on that. Carter's got us entered in that. I know I got those two, and then I had that freestyle bullfight back in Fort Gibson a while back. But as far as this, you know, winter series and even some summer series type of stuff, that's one of the big decisions I'm going to have to make. Those types of things, once you're committed. If something bigger pops up, it's like, dang, I wish I could have done that. So that's kind of where I'm sitting right now. I'd like to do bigger things and further my career with bullfighting, and I want to make sure I don't get myself tied into something to where I can't do that. And that's really hard for me because, of course, I'm real hungry just to get in front of as many bulls as I possibly can. So it's just kind of a decision that is going to be really tough. I got a few things lined up, and we'll see. You'll be the first to know when I decide which direction to go with it.
All right. I hear you there, Mr. Oakey Outlaw. All right, buddy. Well, hey, listen, man, if you want to hang out on the line with us, we actually got some more callers. We're going to take some more callers right here there, fans. This next guy we're going to bring on, I think everybody should know. You know, we got Oakey Outlaws coming at you, but, you know, the nicknames really started with this guy. How about the Kamikaze and Mr. Rob Smith? Uh-huh. Rob,
what are you doing, amigo?
Oh,
I'm good.
Man.
How are you?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. Just sitting back having a great time here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. So, what's new with Mr. Smets?
Oh, we're just doing some chores around the place, and I saw your bullfighting deal today and thought I'd better call in and see what you was up to.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, we got Jay Brainerd here with us, the Oakey Outlaw, and I know you met him actually the day that he got his face mangled up, and it's a good thing he's ugly enough as it is, because I'll tell you what, he got him pretty good.
He's got a face for radio now, huh?
Yeah.
He's got one to go with mine there, Rob.
There you go. Well, that makes three. That'll make three of a kind for us, then. We'll be doing good.
I hear you.
As long as we don't get no video cameras involved, we'll be just fine.
We'll do good.
Well, you know what, though, Rob? You've been on TV all season long. We've been watching you, you know, and catching the highlights and what's been going on. You've been doing a lot of the PRCA coverages and all, haven't you?
I, you know what, we've been blessed this year. We've been doing all the stuff for the PRCA rodeos. We went to San Antonio and Austin and Reno, all that Wrangler Million Dollar Tour. They went real well. Ellensburg was the final rodeo of the 2010 season before all the guys went on to Omaha where they crowned a champion. And, you know, getting to work with Larry Mahan and Tim Fuller has been a blessing. And, you know, Mahan's a living legend, you know, has accomplished so much and actually how they always say most guys are born 100 years too late. Mahan is probably one of those guys that is born 40 years too soon, because he was really into marketing himself, probably one of the first cowboys to really get out and market himself and hustle and promote, and really did a bang-up job at it. Obviously, Mahan hats, Mahan boots, Mahan shirts. You know, he did very well with that way before rodeo was mainstream and starting to get the sponsorship levels that they have now.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you bring up a good point right there, and I know you've done a really good job of marketing yourself. You think it has something to do with following some of those guys?
Well, following some of those guys, and I was blessed to have come in at a pretty opportune time. You know, the PBR just took off, and though in the very early years of the PBR, everybody said how it was hurting rodeo, and because it took the bigger and better bull riders in that direction. All in all, I think when you step back and take a big look at the big picture of it, the PBR was good for not alone just bull riding, but also for the sport of rodeo, because it put it on TV, put it in front of a lot of people, put it in front of a lot of sponsors. And though the PBR has done awful well sponsorship-wise, I think it has also helped the PRCA with their sponsors too.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with you there, you know, and I mean, even other organizations, I know CBR has some coverage, and, you know, some of these other bull riding and rodeo associations are getting more and more coverage. You know, a lot of them are going mainstream and going online with online broadcasting and that type of thing. And, you know, that competition is good between these associations. It makes them drive harder to produce better events. And of course, the fans are really benefiting from that, because they're watching some great, spectacular events, you know, events where you guys are out. You know, I know you're doing the announcing at a lot of these events that they're broadcasting.
You know, I've been fortunate to have really come on here. This year has been, of course, the best year I've had with my announcing. It's gotten a little bigger and better every year. Unfortunately, unlike the bullfighting business, you know, announcers don't cripple up quite as often as bullfighters do, so doors don't open as readily and as fast as they would if you were fighting bulls.
I definitely understand that, man. But I'll tell you what, we've seen you at several events this past year, and I gotta ask you, Rob. We're gonna kind of put you on the spot here. Are we gonna see another bullfighting championship in Las Vegas anytime soon?
Well, we won't see one this year. Denny decided not to go on with it this year. Hopefully next year we'll be putting back on another bullfighting contest, sir.
Great deal. Because I'll tell you what, that got me hooked on freestyle bullfighting. And you really, really opened up my eyes to the sport, man. And we really look forward to getting back out and doing some more of this.
Well, you know, it was a great event out there last year. We had a lot of good guys, and I think it'll be missed. I think there'll be a lot of people asking questions about what happened to the bullfight this year. So maybe that'll also help ring the bell and get it back.
Absolutely.
So, Rob,
yeah, Jay.
I've had a question I've wanted to ask you for quite a while too, or just ask anybody. Do you think the freestyle bullfighting will ever be put back in the PBR? That was kind of before. I mean, it was before I was fighting bulls or anything, and I've just seen video clips, and I just wonder where it went.
Well, we did two years worth of putting on some bullfights at the PBR that first year that we did it at the finals, and then we went to about four events throughout the year and put them on. That might be another avenue to try and go with. The thing about trying to tie in with the PBR, the PBR is a bull riding organization, and it's bull riding first and foremost. And
yes.
So I don't know that it will come back there or not.
Yeah, I've noticed since you haven't been in the PBR especially, even the video, like the angles and what you see on TV, it used to be a lot more. You would see the bullfighters, or they'd have little highlights, and I noticed that has went away. And, you know, I mean, it's good that it's all about bull riding because it's professional bull riding, but, you know, for a bullfighter, it's kind of disappointing. Like, you know, wow, he was about to make a save, but then you didn't see it. So.
Well, and then you don't have as many guys that kind of There's only one at the moment out of that group of four that's going to go ahead and make some extra rounds after the Cowboys free, and that would be Frank. All of those guys are, quote, protection bullfighters, which, I was big on being a protection bullfighter, but at the same time, when there's butts in the seat, somebody's got to sell tickets.
Yeah, and I was also taught I went to a school, Steve Wengler and Jay Brewer were there, and really protection bullfighting and you being obviously the best at it in your time, isn't it just freestyle with the cowboy in the mix?
In order to be a good protection bullfighter, you've got to be able to fight bulls. I truly feel that way, and that stuff of guys sliding in there, stopping and worried about grabbing bulls, I disagree with that thought too, because it's not about grabbing bulls. It's about being able to shoot the gap, go through, get that bull's attention. You don't necessarily have to grab a bull to get his attention.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what, Rob? Actually, there's a couple of really good questions coming up on our chat page right now. But one of the comments was made was during the internet broadcast of the PBR finals, and I actually watched it myself. We were able to watch a lot of the bullfighting action, and we were able to see Frank Newsom get out there a little bit, and he did this year. Was really impressive to watch when they couldn't get some of those younger bulls during the futurity, the 4-year-olds and like round one. He got out there and kind of played with them a little bit, and it was really fun to watch.
Frank Newsom is the best bullfighter in the world that's going right now, bar none.
I would have to agree with you. You can quote me on that.
I would take a quote on that. That Frank Newsom is heads and tails above any other bullfighter that's going right now.
Agreed. Absolutely. Well, one of the other questions was, and this kind of goes back to the marketing, but can the market actually continue to support all the bull riding organizations like they are? Do you really feel like they can?
They're not going to get the sponsorship. Of course, sponsorship levels are going to change at different levels, of the marketing. And can it sustain all of the organizations? Not at $100,000 and $200,000 sponsorships, probably. Guys that are in smaller associations are going to have to do regional things. And it's not all about what you get out of it. You've got to be able to bring something to the table to provide the sponsor with. Otherwise, if it's not a win-win for everybody, it's not going to happen.
Right. I agree. Absolutely, Rob. Well, hey, listen, both to you and Jay, I appreciate you guys jumping on here with us. And, of course, Rob, it's always a pleasure to have you on, man. Look forward to hearing from you more this year.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate it. Jay, good luck and God
yes,
bless,
sir.
Buddy.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Scott,
care,
thanks
Rob.
For your time. Thanks for letting me on
yes,
the
sir.
Show today.
Oh, thank you
yeah,
for jumping on
it,
anytime.
All right,
absolutely.
Adios, amigo.
All right.
See you guys.
All right, Jay. Hey, take care of yourself, buddy.
I will. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. All right, rodeo fans, that's going to do it, I think. We're going to have to wrap up this show here. We just had, of course, 5-time world champion Rob Smets here with us. I'd like to consider him to be a really good personal friend of mine. This guy is really, he's enlightening, great guy to be around. So if you get a chance, make sure to go check out robsmets.com. He's got some great events he's going to be at. I know he's got some touring pro events he's going to be at this year. So make sure you get out and go over and see him. Say hey to him. Tell him, hey, Making 8 sent you out there to him. But you know what? We got to get through our cowboy logic for the day. One of the things that we were also talking about was, the CBR. And of course, that organization was started by Tuff Hedeman, who actually was the first winner of the first PBR event covering four bulls. But this guy, one of the things I've noticed with the CBR is, these guys are not covering bulls like the PBR. And he hand selects his bulls. So that makes it really interesting as to the differences between the CBR and the PBR. And we'll talk about that more on our Rough Stock Monday show. And hopefully we'll get you guys more involved. If you guys want the opportunity to sit down and talk, we're getting Rob Smets lined up with his morning coffee shows that are going to be broadcast right here on Making 8. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to remind you, tomorrow night we're going to be broadcasting live video from the Crosstown Arena in Brandon, Florida. So if you guys are hurting for some bull riding action and want to check it out, we're going to be broadcasting it live. So make sure you tune in and check us out right there. Rodeo fans, want to thank everybody for tuning in here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Always Monday through Thursday, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget our Back on the Ranch show Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We got some big things in the works, rodeo fans. Stay with Making 8. And until then, we'll see you. Have a blessed day.
World champion Rob Smits, you're listening to MakingEight.com.